Good evening, Utah. This is Bradley Vernon with the Utah Climate Center. With high pressure moving in rather quickly, we might start hitting triple digits once again across the state come tomorrow. April Fools, but we might actually see some valley snow soon, which isn't a joke at all. But for tonight, some lingering showers, mostly across the higher elevations of northern Utah, though with some sprinkles dropping down into the valley floors. Elevated evening winds across the state. By tomorrow, another round of action, with a fairly well-defined cold front moving through in the late morning to northern Utah. That'll make for a gusty and wet day across the state, with some associated cold air following behind the frontal passage. That's where valley snow could come in places like Logan and Ogden, but with the ground holding a lot of energy already, any accumulating snow should quickly melt. Expect some lingering precipitation in the valleys all the way towards central Utah into the evening, with the mountains getting the bulk of the action. Come Friday, we'll mostly be on the other side of this system, with total accumulations in the mountains 6 to 8 inches for the high elevation Wasatch and around a foot for the upper Cottonwoods. Friday morning temperatures on the chilly side, in the 20s in the far north and low 30s down the Wasatch Front. You'll drop to right around 40 down in St. George. Beyond that, it should be relatively quiet once this system passes, with high pressure setting up once again across the western United States. Thank you for listening. This has been Bradley Vernon with the Utah Climate Center.